The report by the Center for Research on the Epidemiology of Disasters, CRED, and the UN Office for Disaster Risk Reduction says there were fewer disasters in 2011 than in previous years. Professor Debbie Kuhasapi, director of CRED at the University of Louvain in Belgium, says in 2011, as in previous years, many people were killed in earthquakes.
You're likely to get more dead from earthquakes if it's a poor country than it's a rich country. In this particular case, out of the 29,782 dead, about two-thirds of it, about 20,000 of this, comes directly from the tsunami and the earthquake in Japan. So that has been the main contributor.
The remainder of the casualties came from the earthquake that struck Turkey in October. While earthquakes are the biggest killers, storms and floods account for nearly 60 or 70% of the number of natural disasters, according to Professor Kuhasapi. She identifies the top 10 disasters that had the highest economic losses.
The top 10 disasters that had the highest economic losses. The biggest was, of course, Japan, $210 billion. This does include the Fukushima crisis, followed by Thailand, which took a huge whack on its economy with $40 billion, and then New Zealand, and then four disasters in the United States, which will come to a total of, if I'm not counting really badly, $41 billion. And then there's China, Colombia, and China again.
More than 45% of disasters, over 85% of those killed, and 75% of economic damages were in Asia. On the other hand, Europe experienced very few disasters and impacts in 2011, with the lowest numbers killed, numbers affected, and economic damages since 1990. Professor Kuhasapi says there are lessons to be learned from disasters in 2011.
Disasters in 2011 have shown that developed countries, middle-income countries, are not protected from devastating catastrophes. They have the resources. They need to put some of the resources to protect the populations from these catastrophic disasters.
Helena Molin Valdez, Interim Director of the UN Office for Disaster Risk Reduction, identifies some of the measures that should be taken to protect people from catastrophic disasters.
It's, of course, a number of technical measures to reduce what we call the risk itself in floods and in poor countries and in rich countries equally. These can be combined and they are not always costly. It's a land use planning. Where do you actually locate population or where do you restrict location of population? In many countries, this is very difficult, of course, because you have influx of people in floodplains and in the slopes, etc. Then you have measures like, for example, tree planting, vegetation coverage, combined with water harvesting and water supplies that are being collected in one way or the other. And then there is a lot of wetlands management, environmental measures that are not really costly.
The report by CRED and the UN Office for Disaster Risk Reduction stresses that the calculations of the consequences of disasters should not be confined to economic damages. It says floods have devastating impacts, particularly on poor communities who become vulnerable to waterborne diseases. Derek Mbata, United Nations.